This is Larry Williams Drive. Are you ready? News Talk ZB.
Good evening, it is now 5:07. Well, whatever happens tomorrow night, New Zealand First Winston Peters will be in the game. Neither National nor Labour have been polling high enough to be able to govern alone. New Zealand First leader Winston Peters is with me to talk through the campaign. And Mr. Peters, good evening to you, sir. Thank you for time.
Good evening.
So you voted today, did you, in where? Kerikeri?
That's right.
How do you feel the campaign has gone?
Well, like one would expect, because, you know, we are an MMP environment, but conducting campaigns like it's first past the post. And that's in a very unfortunate circumstance, and it makes campaigning extraordinarily difficult, but that's what we've had to put up with, and we've given it our best shot and travelled extensively around this country from Invercargill to Kaitaia and coast to coast. So, you know, we're quite confident for tomorrow.
And give us a heads up, if you will, how you're travelling personally in Northland, the electorate there. Are you confident?
Well, yes, we're still on the bus, and that sound you can hear, maybe the battling of the bus on the Northland roads, but we don't take anything for granted, and we've given it our best shot, and the Northlanders want to ensure that the attention they're now getting from central government remains attention, not neglect, then we'll come home tomorrow night.
What do you make of the polls? I know you're not a big polls fan, but what do you see in them? I know you called one the other day voodoo analysis. The polls are crap. Yeah. Okay. But so how do you feel about them? Right or wrong? Where do you think they are?
Well, if you look at the international circumstances of the last, say, four elections internationally, they've been proven to be junk science in the modern context. But it hasn't deterred anybody from carrying on regardless. And the unfortunate thing is that it's capable of misleading people, and that's the disappointment.
New Zealand First usually does better at the election result than the polls, and the polls are saying you're going to get 8 to 9 seats. What do you say?
Well, I say you're right, that the polls have never rated us properly, and there'll be a surprise tomorrow night, I believe, and that was predictable. But, you know, it's no use saying it now. I'll just wait until the outcome of the verdict of the people of this country.
What do you think the key issues have been through your campaign?
Well, our key issues have been the fact that with mass immigration, we've got enormous problems we can't get on top of because they inflate demand in housing, infrastructure, medical, health and what have you, mainly in Auckland, spilling out elsewhere as well. The second is the huge growth in foreign control of our economy. And that's a massive disappointment. And then, of course, you've got issues that where the countryside and regions have been seriously neglected and rediscovered in the last moment by the main parties, but they haven't paid their attention to them over decades, really. And it shows in the incomes of this country. And the most disappointing thing on this campaign has been the two old parties have campaigned on the expenditure that they then from the taxpayer and how to use it, whereas the real issue should have been the massive changes are required to grow our economy so that we export far more than we import, and then we've got a far more healthy economy in that context.
I think last time I looked, your spending promises were up in the high 20 billions. I mean, how set in concrete is all of that? That just comes down to coalition talks, does it?
Well, the last time you looked, you were wrong. I mean, the reality is we know exactly what our costings are. Our costings are much lower than the National Party's, which are blown out to $13.1 billion. The Labour's ones are at $20 billion. When you look at ours, people are not looking at the fact that these are growth projects which last for 100 years, and they take years to build. So to put them into 1 3-year term is demonstrably wrong. That's the point, and that's why the analysis is all cockeyed, so to speak.
Okay. Do you have any bottom lines?
Well, do we stand by our word? Yes, we do, and we always have. And we are a party where no one can say that there's any party that remotely parallels New Zealand First for keeping its word. And that's the reason why some people might be fearful of us in the negotiations, because when we bargain to do something, we do it with the interests of our voters in mind, and we're experienced and we're realistic about it.
And if you go on the polls, I mean, you're going to be in a position to call the next government, it would seem. How do you view it?
Well, I know that it's very hard for people to believe that what I'm going to say now, but my team know it. And they've been told if we're going to waste our time worrying about what happens on Sunday or to use a classic expression, where do we go Monday, then they'll have wasted all the energy and on something that's not to do with the campaign, but rather their own accession to power and things like that. So my whole focus and my team's whole focus is trying to get the maximum vote tomorrow, and then we'll see what cards the electors of this country who have all the power for one day, what cards they give us.
Right, and how does it normally play out post-Saturday? It's going to take a while. This is not going to happen overnight. It could take, what, days, weeks?
Well, look, the trend in recent times has been to get it all over well before the day that matters, and that's writ day. Nothing can happen until writ day, and that's when the final results are declared. So that's, if you're doing it inside that time frame, that would be way more expeditious than probably every other MMP environment in Europe.
Thank you for talking, and all the best. We may talk
over
the weekend. That is New Zealand First leader Winston Peters. It is now 5:13.